Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice and Not So Nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, Season 15, Episode 7. Really, the main thing I have to say about this episode, really all it was a big old rumor. And then the last like 10 seconds, a huge letdown, felt like a big slap in my face, really. I got so into this episode. We actually watched this particular episode separately, and I literally had drafted in our group chat. I was saying, I wrote down like a message like, New York City just got real good. I'm so excited for this podcast. Because I can't wait to talk about it. Like I got so into it. I rewatched like a bunch of scenes. I was like filling my boyfriend in about it, all this kind of stuff. So I thought this was gonna be such a juicy, like, oh my God, what's gonna
Holy
happen?
shit.
Okay, I'll let you guys kind of take the reins before I get too carried away.
Well, first of all, what I thought, my first thought was there's going to be lawsuits all over the place. That's what I was thinking. Because given the fact that the information was so vile and so out
Yes.
there, and like character assassination, that's what I just kept thinking about, right?
Oh yeah.
So, and basically what we're referring to, I guess, and maybe I'll just throw it out there, is the fact that Rebecca Minkoff, and that was kind of what was being played here, was that she fathered a child, a fourth child, out of wedlock because she likes to sleep She
around.
mothered.
She what did I say? She
She
mothered?
fathered.
Fathered? Mothered. Oh,
Mothered.
mother.
Oh, okay, yeah, mothered. And then just the way that people were describing her, especially Brynn, going, she's a freak in the sheets. The fact that Rebecca, being referred to, first of all, about her Nordstrom Rack, and then how they kind of put her down about it, or Brynn specifically put her down about getting an award because, basically it was off the rack, and her stuff is basically kind of shitty, is what she alluded to, right? Is that she's got crap designs and whatever. So,
Well, not only that, then she also kind of, before this, would kind of attack her character like, oh my God,
yeah,
she's
she
so
would.
boring. Oh, why isn't she drinking? Da 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 da. And so I guess
And then
what,
the Scientology, yeah, the, on
yes.
top of that, right?
And the Scientology on top of that. But I guess my thinking after hearing, the ending, is that Aaron kind of planted this seed along with Rebecca Minkoff to rile Brynn up and to basically make her look like the villain, right?
Which he,
Because, which that was pretty easy to do,
yeah.
right? Playing this little prank on her. Hey, Brynn, just so you know, you keep teasing Rebecca about not drinking. It's because she's pregnant, actually. Don't say anything. This is still like, she'll tell you in her time, but, and then. But like I mean, they took it a step further by being like, "Well, we don't know who the father is." Like, come on! And then Brynn took that, went away, went to someone off camera,
Yeah,
and
there she
found
goes.
out, "Oh, I used to work with the husband's like friend back in the day." And then just finding out, like, she took it from that to like, "Oh, she had one wild night." To she goes to sex parties, she does this and that. So not only attacking Rebecca's character, but then she kind of takes it a step further and starts attacking the husband's character too, because she's like, it's 2024. Apparently the husband doesn't care at all. Oh, da 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 da. So brings the husband into it too. This was wild. But I feel like they just planted this seed and they knew what was going to happen. But like they didn't just plant a small seed, they kind of took it a step further. So then Brynn would take this little match
Sorry,
and
I'm
turn it into
sorry.
a bonfire. Like,
What you mean, Aaron's husband?
so
No,
no,
Rebecca's husband. That's
not
Brynn's.
Rebecca's husband.
Yeah, Rebecca's husband. He
Brynn
was the
doesn't have a
one.
husband.
No, I know she doesn't have a husband, but they were Brynn was referring to Rebecca's husband, how he doesn't even care that that she has sex with these other men because they've got like this open relationship and go to sex, whatever, Yeah, party
They
is
go to
party.
these like orgies, basically.
But you know what? For me as a viewer, now this is something that
I
really
just thought,
felt.
Erin, what an idiot. Like, why would you say something like that if she's your friend? Like,
Yeah,
what
well,
the
that's what I thought
fuck,
at first too,
right?
right?
Me too.
Yeah.
And then just Bryn, what a bitch. Like, just like, continuing to push and, oh, yeah, I got information. I called people and,
But
yeah.
you know what? Like I was trying to say is, as a viewer, we always like juicy stuff, right? Like
Oh,
that's why we
yeah.
watch these shows, right? But then to feel like someone's been duped, but we've been duped along the way too. So it's kind of stupid in my opinion. I didn't really. I'm like, however this kind of plays out, I'm not going to be a fan of these women, given the fact that they've gone to this length. Because
Yeah.
this is something. It's not even like, it's like, okay, ha, got you. But you know what? What about what you have to offer in the show? Obviously, you got nothing if this is the best that you could do.
Yeah.
Like, make up shit like this. Like, come on. Like, it's stupid.
No, and I totally agree
Yeah,
with
I
you because
agree.
that by the end of it, like I was so into this episode and I saw something online. I'm not sure if this is true, but this episode had like one of the highest like watches of the whole season. So like a lot of people tuned in specifically to see this show because this particular episode, I mean. So don't quote me on those numbers because it was just something that I had read. And I was so into it. I was rewinding. I was watching it. Like I was so into it. I was even telling like my partner, I'm like, come over, come and watch this. This is awesome. And he's going, oh my God, I love Brynn. She's so crazy. Like she's just like adding into it. And I was like, we were laughing about it because you're exactly right. Like we do like those kind of juicy things. Like at the same time, I felt bad because it was a little bit too much, this whole storyline. But then to feel
And
at
that
the
was too much
end,
what Bryn, how Bryn pushed it, right?
but it was entertaining, is what it
Yeah, it
was.
was.
And but then for that end scene, for Aaron to walk over with Rebecca and they go, oh, it worked. Oh, good job. Oh, that was perfect. Oh, that was this. It just like you feel duped. You definitely do. And it makes me a little bit pissed off, to be honest, because it has been a little bit of a boring season. And then they put this, they get me so into it. And then it's like, well, that wasn't really entertaining, meaning it like I could just watch a TV show.
Yeah,
I could
comedy.
just watch a murder mystery or this or that. If I could watch a soap opera if I want to follow along on this
On a fake
storyline.
story,
And but it's a fake storyline. I'm watching reality TV
To see
because
the
I want to
stupid
know.
shit you guys do.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? I don't know if you guys watched Netflix last night. They had the Tyson fight
Oh, I heard about that. I
with
saw a
Jake
commercial.
Paul.
I don't know. I have
Yes.
Netflix, but
You didn't
I'm
watch
not
it?
a technical person, so I don't venture out of the normal channels that I use.
But you know what? I watched it. This is what I'm trying to say is there was this buildup, and like, I'm a child of the 80s, so I knew what Mike Tyson was. I was waiting for this fight, and I'm thinking, oh my God, just
Oh,
pummel
that's
this.
the fight you were
Yeah,
at?
that just pummel the Jake Paul guy, because he's such a big mouth, and like, do it. Like, I know you're old and like around my age, but never mind. But you know what I
But
mean?
you
Like,
could still be like
you know
heavy
what?
duty,
But
right?
I thought, he's gonna get heavy
Because
duty. And then the fight was like a big wah wah. Like,
it's
because,
rigged for the money.
well, I don't know even
Not
know.
rigged,
There
but
was a rumor that it was scripted.
yeah, you know, you can see when it's you
I
can
can't
I didn't see the
confirm
fight.
that, but there is a rumor out
And
there that it
it
is.
wouldn't surprise me, just given how it played out. And the thing is it was so unevenly matched, that fight, that I waited. Like, I watched, like, it started like 2 3 hours earlier, and I watched all the other fights before that, because I thought, okay, I really want to watch this one, and I want to see Mike Tyson just like be the old Mike Tyson and just give him one big punch and then it'll be over.
Done.
And it was like he was sparring with a geriatric. Like, it was awful. Like,
Really?
it was yeah, no, it wasn't good. It was like a train wreck. It
Oh,
wasn't.
fuck, I gotta
And
watch it
then
now.
but then at the end,
I didn't
Jake
even,
Paul,
this was last night, I didn't even know.
he could have punched him right out, and then he chose not to, maybe thankfully. You know what I mean? Because he spared the guy the
Well,
embarrassment, and he could
nice
have
on
hurt
his
him.
part.
But you know what? He could have hurt him. And the thing is, it was an uneven matchup.
Oh,
And
really? Wow.
I just like in that scenario, I felt duped and I thought, why the hell did I watch this? Because I should have known what the outcome was going to be. And it's kind of like this is the same thing. I thought, well, I felt duped in this too, because I thought as a viewer, we're watching like Sugar pointed out, we're watching reality TV. We want to see like the goods on what people are doing, not playing little pranks on each other. Like it's really fucking stupid.
And don't get me wrong, I was kind of like, oh my God, this is a bit much. But then I was thinking, okay, probably, there was a wild night, and it's a lot smaller than what Bryn is making it out to be, because Bryn is an embellisher. We've already established that. So I don't take a lot of what she says seriously, but I still find it entertaining. Like, I like when she'll like She even brought up something about, oh, Jenna said this about you, Jessel. And then Jenna
Oh,
comes in and
right.
she's like, come on, that's a total lie. And Jessel's like, okay, I believe Jenna. Like, Bryn is an embellisher, right? So
And she is.
I think it was just like, I was really into the story. And then Bryn was kind of twisting it around. So I thought, okay, Bryn's going to get herself into a little bit of trouble, but there is some truth here, and this is going to be really juicy. And poor Rebecca, because she's got a brand, she's got all this different stuff, then she comes onto the show and she ruins her reputation. But really, what they were doing was just so stupid, because they just planted all these seeds to stir up some drama, and then at the end be like, April Fools, we got you. Like,
And then like you had, I had heard too that this is one of the most watched episodes because people were waiting for this. It's going to turn a lot of people off. Just sort of like that fight, same thing. If something like that happens again in future,
You should keep it down. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
not gonna
It's
watch
a
that.
one-time
Yeah,
deal. It's
exactly.
done.
It's done. So you
Yeah,
know
it's
what?
not happening
They
again.
had their moment, and I think they might regret it after. So.
No, this kind of turns me off to the cast. I
Yeah,
have to
I
admit.
agree. And I really feel bad for Rebecca because I don't give a shit what you believe in. You're a businesswoman who's created like an international
Empire. Yep.
empire. Who the fuck is Brynn to try and fucking be so harsh and horrible and bitchy towards, like always trying to get, no?
I have something to say about that. I actually don't feel bad for Rebecca anymore, because I think what she did on
I
this
mean, she hasn't.
episode was
Well,
so
okay, now,
stupid.
yeah, it was stupid.
You are a businesswoman. You have a seven-figure business. People are going to say stuff about you. You need to understand that. People are going to be jealous if you are a successful woman, if you're self-built, if you're this, if you're that. Whenever, even like, to a small degree, whenever you have some sort of success, there are going to be people who try to beat you down,
Yeah, for sure.
regardless. So, Rebecca, you do your thing, whatever. You're choosing, you're making the active decision to have your business. You're making the active decision to be successful. You're making the active decision to be on TV. People are going to say things about
Yeah.
you.
Okay.
Absolutely. But then to come onto the show and then make up this like rumor about yourself, like, this is just so stupid. It's almost, you know what this reminded me of? This whole episode? It was like, I feel like I'm watching a bunch of high school girls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
And then I was thinking that before, and then when Rebecca and Aaron walked off and they went, oh, did they fall for it? Oh, whatever they had said, I went, oh my God, these are absolutely high school girls.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
Yeah, they're going to
who
turn a lot of
does
people
that?
off. This is not good. This is disastrous.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
And you know what the thing is already? The like I surprisingly ended up liking the new cast of The Real Housewives of New York. There's a lot of people who still don't. And now with this episode, there's gonna be even more people who are just turned off to them,
I
which
still like Sai, and Sai's reaction was real.
Well, all of their reactions
All
were
the
real.
reactions
All
were
of the
real.
reactions
No,
were
I know,
real.
but
But
like
you know what
was
Sai
really
did?
like complete, but Sai was like no fucking way. And Brim was like, yeah, this, and I called this and I
But
found
so
that,
was
right?
Jessel. So
And
was
Jen.
Chappelle. So was Jenna. So was Uba. They all
But
had the same
Jenna, you see
reactions.
what Jenna did, the difference with Jenna?
Yeah. Jenna went to
Right?
her, and I agree with Jenna.
And Jenna went to
Good on
tell her,
her.
like, you know, because
Good on her.
she
That was a
was
big
very
fucking thing.
aware that this is on TV and that she this is her reputation and she wanted to make sure that she knew about it. Like if I we're gonna see next week, but Jenna's gonna be pissed about this. This isn't funny. This
Yeah,
isn't
no,
not
not
it's not
funny.
funny. It's
Yeah,
not funny.
I agree.
It's stupid.
Well, it's not funny because they set every single woman on this cast up.
Yep.
And it was a very
Exactly.
interesting, almost like a psychology experiment.
Yep.
Let's
Yeah.
see what everyone does with this information. So Brynn, she took it and she amped it up.
Yeah.
Jessel kind of got in there like, oh, I
And
wanted to
Jessel's mom
gossip
was
about it.
good. Jessel's mom was good because she said, stay out of it.
She
Yeah.
said, don't have
Yeah.
anything
Like,
to do
stay.
with
And
it.
she, with just those words, hopefully, Jessel. And Je oh, well, of course,
But of course she
besides,
didn't.
you didn't because you already just fucking went again and said it to your mom now, right?
Yeah.
A second time, right?
Well, they all did. Sai did it. Sai, as soon as Uba arrived, she said, okay, you need to find out
Yeah, fair. At
what
that point,
bomb
it's
just
annoying.
got dropped. Jenna turned around and right away said something to Rebecca Minkoff. Raquel, she just heard the information and was like, tried to stay out of it. Uba, what did Uba do? Uba was like, oh my God, like, just
I
reacted.
think
Like,
she nearly threw up. Remember, she was gagging.
yeah, but that's because of
because
the
that was
comment.
the
Yeah.
Yeah.
comment. That was it, they made a raunchy comment about what she's into
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
at the sex clubs.
Okay.
And yeah, that's why she threw up, which don't blame her.
Yeah, don't blame her either.
Agreed.
But yeah, shit episode, sorry. Was
Yeah.
very disappointed. Didn't like it. Really upset with the cast, my opinion.
Yeah, fair.
No, I have to say it was a really interesting psychology experiment to like have them all there and each get the same bit of information and see what they do with it. But at the same time, I think Spice put it into the perfect context. But like we just got duped in this episode.
Yeah.
That's really all it was.
Yeah.
It was a big screw you almost, it felt like.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, the psychology experiment, this is kind of what I want to ask you ladies for our golden question.
Are we at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to ask your opinions on one part.
Sure.
The
Oh, I
dodgeball.
knew you were gonna ask about this,
Fuck, man,
actually.
I'm all in on that. Fucking taking them all out. Did you guys love it or
Yeah,
hate it?
I did. I thought that was an awesome. That
You
wasn't.
know what I thought
I
was
played
really
dodgeball
funny?
recently, and I tell you,
It's fun, right?
it's fun, especially when you get your target.
You know what I thought was funny? They're all like, don't hit Rebecca's stomach. No,
Yeah, and then Bryn.
Aaron hit her stomach.
No, yeah, but Erin knew. Because I thought, what a bitch, right? When she hit that before knowing the end.
Brynn was
But
the one who hit
Bryn
Jenna
hit
in the
Jenna.
face.
Bryn hit Jenna, like,
Well, that's
and
what's going to
over
happen in
her.
dodgeball.
Yeah, but you're supposed to try not to go for the face.
Well, I don't think she was trying to. I don't think she was that athletically inclined.
Yeah, fair.
I think that was an accident. She was just chucking it as hard as she could to hit her. But Jenna was also wearing sunglasses in a sports game.
Yeah,
Kind of
but maybe they're
stupid.
prescription for her to see.
Why would she wear shades?
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
I
But
just thought
dodgeball is
that was
fun.
fun. Yeah.
Dodgeball is fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anyway, going back to my question, it was a bit of a psychology experiment, but I want to know, my golden question to you guys is who's the biggest villain on this season?
Bryn.
That's who you think?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Just because I really didn't like even when she spit. That was disgusting.
Oh, and she's
Oh,
yeah,
I
that
that was
was
I
hilarious.
thought it was
Yeah,
disgusting. I didn't like it.
she's
Yeah, she's nuts.
crazy.
Yeah.
She's good. She's good for this show. She's a great housewife.
Is she
But
really a
she's not a
housewife
wife.
though?
She's not a wife.
They call her
She's
house.
like Bethany.
That's the other thing, right? She's the
Bethany wasn't really a
she's a
wife.
single one.
She's the single
Yeah.
one, yeah.
And so
But
was Bethany, which in
Bethany
the
too.
original name.
Well, cast member of the Housewives, then. I'll give you that.
But
She was entertaining.
for me, the
Yeah.
biggest villain, now I would have said Brynn. up until this season, up until this episode. But for me, it's Erin to like cook
Yeah,
that up.
Erin's really pissed me off a
Yeah,
little.
that for me, she's kind of to me, she's a villain. Like the stuff that she's doing and cooking up behind the scenes. Yeah.
So last episode, I said Bryn was turning into this season's villain. I changed that, and now I think it's split between Rebecca Minkoff
And
and Erin.
Aaron.
And you know what? Erin and Bryn were my two favorites coming into this season. I really liked them,
Yeah,
and
I
now
liked
they're
Brent
turning me
and
off.
Aaron too. And I liked Brent, but just now, yeah, she's too much.
I thought Bryn was really cute. She's kind of crazy. She's kind of charming. She's very entertaining, and I still think she is. It's not that I think for this show she's great, but she is a little bit of a villain, I have to admit, just because of the drama she started. But Erin is like last episode, she was like going off on Jenna. And then this actually is like I can't really forgive for like putting on an episode like this. This was a shitty episode. Like I hated this. But Erin now cooking up this whole story and Rebecca being part of it and like doing that, like I just think like where I want the hour back of my life. I actually spent more than an hour on this because I kept rewinding
Rewinding.
and watching. I
What?
probably ended up doing about two and a half to 3 hours on this one episode, and I want my time back.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Well, oh well. We gotta just wait for next week and hope. You know what? I want them all to look. You know how they always say, like, oh, they need to apologize to each other and then they can move on. I want them all to look in the camera and say, I'm so sorry about
We're wasting our time.
that. Now I want an apology. Just kidding, guys. But anyway, anything else?
No.
Well, that was Sugar.
This is spice
and not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.